This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 2.6 million people in 193 countries and territories around the world have been confirmed to have been infected with the new coronavirus. The tallies reflect a fraction of the actual number of infections, as many countries test only the most serious cases and some don't include those in nursing homes. 181,000 people have died and counting. Worst hit Europe saw its death toll climb to another grim milestone of 110,000, while fatalities in Italy topped 25,000. Spain reported a slight increase in COVID-19 deaths for the second day in a row. The government said it did not expect to lift its strict lockdown until mid-May. France's top health official said despite signs of improving trends, the spread of the coronavirus remains at a high level. Finland said that it would remain and maintain a ban on gatherings of more than 500 people through July. As some U.S. states begin the reopening process, U.S. President Donald Trump issued some rare criticism of Republican state governors, expressing strong disagreement with Georgia's decision to reopen small businesses like tattoo parlors and nail salons. The president said it's too soon for those particular businesses to reopen. The World Health Organization warned Wednesday that the coronavirus crisis will not end anytime soon, with many countries only in the early stages of the fight. The pandemic has sparked not only a health emergency, but a global economic rout, with businesses struggling to survive, millions left jobless, and millions more facing starvation. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he has partially suspended immigration to the United States with the aim of keeping foreigners out of local jobs during the coronavirus crisis. He said during a news conference, he said this will ensure that unemployed Americans of all backgrounds will be first in line for jobs as the economy reopens. The 60-day suspension hits some of the people applying for permanent residency or green cards. Critics of the president accuse him of using the health crisis as an excuse to pursue a hardline immigration policy to appeal to his conservative supporters during an election year. The head of the U.S. agency in charge of developing a vaccine against the coronavirus said Wednesday that he was removed from his job for opposing the treatment promoted by President Trump. Dr. Rick Bright said that the move was a direct response to his resistance to misguided directives to support the use of a malaria treatment and for coronavirus, which he said lacks scientific merit. He said he was removed Tuesday as director of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority and moved to a lesser position in the National Institutes of Health. Governments are eager to find a vaccine for COVID-19. The United States and China are among countries currently doing trials. British health officials said Oxford University is set to begin testing a vaccine candidate on people Thursday. Officials caution it could take until at least early next year before a vaccine is available to the public. European Union leaders will hold talks Thursday to discuss ways to revive the economy. The coronavirus pandemic is expected to lead to a deep recession for the 27-nation bloc. Reuters reports reviving the EU's economy in a divisive issue because it concerns European solidarity in a crisis. The U.S. House of Representatives could vote on passing the latest nearly $500 billion coronavirus relief funding package as early as Thursday. According to President Trump, he hailed the Senate's passing of that legislation. He has said that he will sign the measure into law. The World Meteorological Organization warns record high temperatures over the past 5 years are accelerating climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic will worsen the socioeconomic impact of a warming planet. The organization warns if the planet keeps warming at its current rate, the rise would worsen extreme weather events, and many of the dangerous impacts of climate change may become irreversible. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.